She's classy. She's sassy. She's a little smart-assy. Ladies and gents, the priestess of squarely spirituality. The badass whisperer herself, Kelly McLean.
Hello, bitches. Here we are. I'm recording this on Christmas Day. All of the hullabaloo has subsided, and I'm just trying to get this all done because this week has been too busy to do it in advance. So here I am on Christmas, cramming all this into a few hours. My only motivation right now is to just go back to bed. I'm so fucking tired, and I would like to eat some leftover ham. So ham and sleep. Those are my motivations right now to get this done today. It is a little bit late. Sorry. But you know, Christmas. So, yeah, this is the Bitch Scopes podcast, and I'm Kelly McLean, and most of you already know me. So, hey, hope you had a lovely Christmas if you celebrate. Yeah, I don't think I need to blather on about too much more. I would encourage you to check out patreon.com/houseofbleep if you haven't already. Pretty much the podcasts, the scopes, and the astrology overview that I do every week are all over there. So that's patreon.com/houseofbleep. Here's my voice, always doing the thing that it does. You can email me at kelly@thebitchwhisperer.me. Yeah, I think that will suffice for now. Because like I said, I would like to go to bed. So happy holidays. I hope it was merry and bright, or, you know, tolerable. Mine was fine. You know how I feel about the holidays. However, happy Kwanzaa to those who celebrate. If you are a shopper after Christmas kind of person, I would encourage you to look for Black and female-owned businesses this week. And I linked Black and female-owned businesses over on Etsy. If you find the written Bitch Astrology summary, it's there. I guess I'll put it in the notes too. This week is fairly big astrologically. Of course, we celebrate the new year at the end of this week. We roll up our hopes and dreams and wishes and our ballots. Ugh. Stroll into 2024 with our fucking fingers crossed. but there are a few big things happening in addition to the new year and, you know, after Christmas sales. First, we have a full moon in Cancer. We have three planets stationing direct, and Venus enters Sagittarius. So that's just the major stuff. There's a few minor things, but I'll probably just cover the major stuff. And so let's just do it. Today is Monday. By the time I load this up, Monday will be over. So who cares, right? It's Christmas.
What?
Tuesday is the day of the full moon. It is at 4 degrees of Cancer, and it happens at 4:33 p.m. Pacific time. So that's 7:30 Eastern. And the rest of you can do the math. this full moon is a great opportunity to release emotional baggage. Yeah, I had like a knot in my chest even as I said that. Emotional burdens or baggage here at the end of the year. Let's just unpack our shit and leave it in 2023. That would be great. I wish it worked that cleanly and succinctly. Usually doesn't, but we can try. I mean, honestly, if you spend a few minutes with yourself, just like I said, unpacking your shit, look over this year, what was great, what sucked, what are your hopes for next year, what are the things that you really want to leave behind in 2023, this Cancer full moon says, yep, give it over, I'll take it. So I would take advantage of that if I were you. This moon conjuncts the star Sirius, which is said to be our spiritual sun, and the moon sextiles Jupiter, creating an expansive flow of emotions. Yeah, it's a Cancer full moon. It's going to be an expansive flow of emotions. I think it's going to be emo. So But anyway, Sirius can like beam psychic insights to us via this moon. Overall, I think emotions might feel harsh, maybe a little overwhelming for some of us. So make sure you give yourself space and grace to feel and deal. Look how poetic I am, even when I'm fucking exhausted. Also on Tuesday, Chiron stations direct. Chiron is it's an asteroid. So it's a very wonky orbit. So he's retrograde often and sort of unpredictably. It's not really that significant, but the moon will square Chiron, and that is significant. That could bring up old wounds, insecurities, and guilt. What? Wounds, insecurities, and guilt at the holidays? You don't say. Girl, yes. Mm-hmm. The moon will also trine Saturn, which is much needed stability for this week's full moon. The moon will sextile Lilith, which is a little emotionally edgy. Oh, shocking. We have a quincunx with Charclo and Ceres. Both of those indicate sort of a challenge around compassion, both with yourself and with others. And the moon trines Pallas Athena, which is enhanced intuition. So, yep, that's a lot. That's a lot of aspects to one little old full moon. It's not that little. A Cancer full moon is a big deal. The moon rules the sign of Cancer, and so Cancer full moons are always a big deal. And it always happens this time of year because that's divine design. And Goddess has a sense of humor. But anyway, you can see the themes around emotions there. Wednesday, the sun trines Jupiter, giving us access to luck and a sense of vitality. Just had to check and make sure I was recording so I didn't have to kill myself. Sun trine Jupiter, giving us a sense of luck and vitality. Mercury is still retrograde for now, but will conjunct Mars, and that gives us decisiveness and analytical thinking. Mercury, and that's going to be a great antidote to all that emotion from the moon. Mercury will square Neptune, which is confusing, and Mercury will trine Eris, which is thinking outside the box. And then Mars trines Eris, which is motivated and inspired, kind of like lighting a fire under your ass. Thursday, Mars squares Neptune, which is less than awesome. It can bring guilt, paranoia, and general feelings of blah. But Venus is on her way to be the heroine. First, Venus will sextile Pluto, which is passionate, get like a sense of purpose and passion. Then Venus enters Sagittarius, and that can give us a sense of optimism and adventure, both with love and money and just in general. So I would advise that maybe you keep your risk taking to a reasonable level, both because I'm a Capricorn and also because Mercury is still retrograde in Capricorn. So practicality is still queen for the moment. So, if you get a wild hair up your ass because Venus is in Sagittarius, try to chill your dill for a bit. Saturday, the ruling planet of Sagittarius, Jupiter, goes direct after its annual backwards trot. Progress should be easier to find after this if we've been feeling stuck. And then everyone's favorite news on Monday, January 1st, 2024, Mercury goes direct. Huzzah! We're starting off the new year, I think, on a good foot. Fingers fucking crossed. I think we'd be fine without religion and politics, but here we are. Mercury started retrograde at 8 degrees of Capricorn on December 13th. He stations direct at 22 degrees of Sagittarius. And then from January 1st on, he'll begin moving forward again, returning all those points he backed over, and then he'll zoom into Capricorn. And then the shadow period ends on my birthday, January 20th. Thank you. If your Venus is really craving some excitement after you've behaved, she will be in Sagittarius for 3 days after Mercury is clear of the shadow. So if you are an adventure seeker or a risk taker and you're just itching for some trouble, January 20 to 23, your wild ass can go after it. That is it for the Bitch Astrology summary. Happy New Year. In 2024, I say, let's build communes and take over the world. I hope that you are already subscribed to Bitch Scopes. If you're not, you're kind of missing out, because that's where I talk about how all of this affects each sign. You can read them or listen to them for both your rising sign and your sun sign. If you don't know what your rising sign is, you really should. You can either find that out online by plugging in your birth information. I really like Cafe Astrology. Or you can email me and I do those things for people. I do natal charts and all that good stuff. So email me at kelly@thebitchwhisperer.me. And that's it. I'm going to go record the bitch scopes and I'll be back next week in 2020 fucking 4. All right. Bye, bitches.